They're one of our favourites. Aussie band The Rubens have just dropped today their fourth studio album. It's called 0202, and he's back on the show. Elliot Margin from The Rubens. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, look, we're feeling groovy. It's a Friday. We've got you on the show. There's a new album. It's all happening.
Maybe a little bit better than you, though, Elliot. There's some construction happening outside your place. Did they start at an appropriate time this morning?
Look, they started when they said they were going to start, but it felt a lot earlier as soon as I heard them begin this morning. Yeah, I didn't need to set my alarm. It was early enough.
It's the worst. If you hear some jackhammering, that's what it is.
Heck.
Yeah, right in my skull.
Last time we spoke last year, you guys had just announced a range of grants to Aussie musicians that you're kind of getting them into the mix, Year 12 students as well. Plus, you ran like an online masterclass. How do the Rubens go as educators, as teachers?
Look, I think we throw the rule book out the window.
Love it.
You know, we don't exactly follow a curriculum, but I think the point is just getting, you know, getting the message out there to the students, you know. Honestly, we're not exactly teachers. We just kind of spill the beans and let people know what they want to know.
Oh, captain, my captain. That's the spirit.
Yeah, exactly. We're not that. I mean, a lot of our parents are teachers, so they probably would hate to know that.
Now, your new album has got a couple of tracks on it that have already been very, very successful. You've had Time of My Life and Living Life, which... was it not meant to be on the album? That's what I've heard on the street.
Yeah. So, like, we in 2019, we were doing a lot of regional touring and we had, you know, a bunch of demos, but we weren't sure what the next album was going to be. And we thought, hey, why don't we just record one of these demos and put it out, and that will tide people over until we do whatever this next record is going to be. And so we did that. We just recorded it, put it out there, and then people really responded to it. And so it kind of, you know, lit a fire under our butts and made us, you know, start making the album and it kind of kicked everything off.
Do you feel like when you are making music, is there a lot of moments like that where you might think a certain song is crap and then you play it to someone or you kind of start putting the feelers out and there's actually that moment of, oh, no, hey, there's something there? Or does it work the other way as well, where maybe you've got something you're really excited about and then it might be, oh, you know, this isn't quite hitting the mark?
Yeah, it can go both ways, and it's devastating when it's that way. When you think something is absolute fire or whatever, and then you play it to people and they don't quite connect with it the same way, you're like, oh, damn it, maybe I'm crazy. But yeah, I very much prefer the one where it is a surprise hit.
I love that 2020 has really made bands branch out, and you've obviously had to wait a little while to get this album out and about. And one project that you've worked on in the meantime is you've actually put a wine together, or at least teamed up with a winery to put the Rubens label on a wine. How did that come about?
Through some label connections. One of our mates at our label, Ivy League, is friends with Trad at the wine company, who's been doing a bunch of wines with different bands that have been putting out records. And so when we got the email, like, hey, you could possibly make an 0202 wine. Do you want your name on a bottle of wine? It was a, you know, silly question. We're like, yes,
yes, we do.
So, yeah, and honestly, like, we get to have minimal involvement, but we get to try a bunch of wine and then choose what our fave is and then do some kind of blend and make us look like wine snobs, which is very cool.
Well, do you know what flavour notes this one has? Like a little bit of a fruity aftertaste? where are the tannins going?
All those words fly right over my head.
I think Damon wants his own wine label.
Yeah. It's very delicious chilled, and you could probably have it with, I don't know, sushi. I don't know. I have no idea.
Brilliant. Maybe to serve it with a side of 0202. The brand new album from the Rubens is out today. It's their fourth. Get around them. You can stream or download it. Elliot Margin from the Rubens, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.